Okay, Mr. Cipollone, our athletic field update.
So we wanted to come tonight to kind of brief you on what's been going on. We're starting to talk about what we're calling the Reed Field Complex Project. I got Bob Domenico is with me tonight, director of the rec center. And so we've been having some, we had some meetings over the summer, and we've been, Bob and I and Larry Wolf, who's the field director for the Westlake Soccer Association, we've had a number of meetings over the course of probably the last 3 years. So just kind of wanted to update the board on where we're at with this and where it's headed, and hopefully get your blessing to keep moving forward. So really just the scope of the project is basically that the city of Westlake is going to fund the installation of a synthetic turf field inside of Reed Stadium. And that field will be able to host both soccer and lacrosse games for the high school, but also for our youth. And in addition to that, part of the project that we've been working on probably since we started talking about turf, the surrounding grass areas, so the Burnison practice field, so to speak, that grass area that leads down to the woods from the parking lot, we're going to renovate that with irrigation, drainage, safety fencing, and a pedestrian walkway to get to those different fields. And you'll see some pictures here and a couple more slides about what it might look like. So scheduling the field is going to be a collaboration between the director of athletics, whoever that happens to be at this time to do it, hopefully it's me, and Bob, who's the director of recreation, although I think Bob's getting closer to retirement than I am. Bob and I have had a great working relationship. We see eye to eye on a lot of things, and we've worked well together. And I remember Dr. Goggin this morning just talking about the collaboration with the city, just with the new school, and I think this is just a continuation of that. So that's kind of where we're at. So you see a little bit of the rules up there. I mean, there's a whole contract that goes there, but the district will have priority use but not exclusive use of the property Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. during the school year. District would also have use for their boys and girls soccer home matches, which we would obviously get to the rec department in advance, because those schedules are pretty much done in the spring. And then the city would have priority use but not exclusive use of property from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, providing we don't have games on those days. So it's going to be a scheduling thing where we're going to work together. The idea is to get as many of our kids from Westlake on our fields and have them have a safe place to play their games, whether that be soccer, whether that be lacrosse, and I think that's what we're kind of trying to do. And then obviously outside the school year, we will continue to work with them. They can do their camps out there. We can do camps. It's going to be an asset to the school district and to the city. So this is a picture of the current status. So those of you that were here when we did the new intermediate school Lee Burnison, so the field that you see at the bottom next to the parking lot, that is the practice field. So that is really made up of spoils from the site removal. So there's been some big pieces of metal that have come out of that field, and it can be dangerous. It doesn't drain very well, or it doesn't hold water very well, so it gets super dry in the summer. The softball, the diamond that you see back there, I know Ken's here and has done some work on that, but I'm not going to point him out. But it really has not been usable. It's only been usable because he worked really hard to get it usable for some practices and things like that. So that field and the other green space up towards the retention pond has really been not used at all. And so we got a lot of space there that we're not using. So then I just came from the girls' soccer game, which I'm going to go back to here after I'm done. And so I was sitting up in the booth with some of our alums, one of who's our coach, and I won't mention the other alum. But anyways, they were talking about, why would you do this to this beautiful grass field? And it is a beautiful grass field. We understand that. The problem is that beautiful grass field is only played on 20 times a year. Mm-hmm. And so when you put turf on it, put artificial turf on it, now you probably are increasing it 300%, 400%, 500%. You're playing, you could play 200 games a year. Mm-hmm. And so that's the idea. Yes, it's a great grass field, but is it practical and is it efficient for what we need it to use for, especially when we're talking about using it with the city and with our youth programs as well. So we just think that this would be a really cool idea and concept. If you flip to the next slide there, Todd, thank you. So when we started talking about this, this is just one drawing. So you'll see that Reed Stadium is the turf, and then you see that these are different configurations of different size fields. So I'm not a big soccer guy. I'm going to freely admit that I'm football and wrestling, but I did play soccer up until the ninth grade. So there's 7-on-7, there's 9-on-9, and so there's different fields there. So this is the first rendering, and if you the field all the way to the left side, that is down inside the wooded area. Okay, and so when we had the company, O Sports, I think, came, the same company that's doing the playhouse fields right now, they came and they said, well, this would be a great place to do this. And then as we talked more about that, we said, yeah, but we don't want to infringe upon those people. You know, that's a nice wooded area, a nice buffer zone. So we didn't decide to do that. So if you click to the next slide. So this is the newest configuration. So as you can see, you got the turf field there. You got a couple of 9v9 fields and a couple of 7v7s. But these fields can be configured however we want. If we want smaller fields for our three v threes and we can do a whole bunch of different things. And these are going to be grass that's nice, that's got water on it, that drains. You know, it's going to be athletic turf, not artificial turf, but athletic turf. And so you see some of the walking trails around there. We've even talked to the Soccer Association about putting a storage area in there where they could store goals and things like that as well. This is kind of the newest configuration. And Bob, if you want to jump in anywhere, you just
doing a great job.
Go ahead, Todd. So obviously when you do a project like this, there's challenges and advantages, all right? And so I didn't list everything, but these are some of the ones that Bob and I kind of said, yeah, this will be a challenge. So obviously when you're doing grass fields, there's a growing period. So our grass fields over there would probably not be usable from 1 to 1.5 years, depending on when we get the planting done. So that's gonna put those fields out of commission. But one of the things we did this year with our football program who used to practice over there is we moved them to the high school. So all football is at the high school now, 7th and 8th grade, 9th, and our varsity team. You know, that won't impact us as much as it could have if we had kept our football teams over there. Obviously, the communication between the rec department and the schools would have to be collaborative and would have to be ongoing. And so, you know, I'm sure there would be conflicts that would come up, and those would be, you know, up to us to work it out. And I think it can be done because I think that we both understand what this would be as far as how it would help both of our programs. You know, during high attendance events, one of the things we looked at was that parking over there could be a little bit of an issue. You looked in there, you saw 4 or 5 fields. You know, the WISC tournament's really big. So we would have to be very, very conscious when we're scheduling of staggering things and making sure. Now, we do have a big parking lot out in front too, so you'd have to walk a little bit. We talked about even maybe putting some parking spaces for handicapped down on the side of the road that leads into the Burns in the back there. So advantages. I mean, for us, it gets a second turf field into our district and into the city. We've been helping out with Westlake Soccer. We've let them, you know, they've been using our turf for some of their travel games. But I think this would obviously help us as far as practices and things like that, especially in that wet spring time when we're canceling and doing that. So we don't think we'd have to cancel too many things. You know, physical education classes at Lee Bernison and DIS could be out there every day. They wouldn't have to worry about wet grounds. They wouldn't have to worry about you know, snow. I mean, usually the snow melts off the turf faster than it melts off the grass. So that would be useful for them. Obviously, as I said before, the number of days of usage at that stadium would increase. I just put 200 up there. It could be 300. It just depends. It also allows Bob and his crew to, a couple things, to rotate the usage of the fields for the soccer association. Right now, they play and practice on the same fields and they're wearing them down. So he could rotate fields and fix up fields around the city, as well as it would reduce labor and travel and maintenance because all of the fields that they're going to be taking care of are going to be right there in a centralized location. So just some of the challenges and advantages.
One thing, Tony, yep. Now, when you look at the schedules, I think one of the nice things about it is the fact that Bob's heavy seasons differ from ours. You know, a lot of times your most participation in your rec programs happen in the summer when we don't have school in session. So that kind of creates that natural win-win just by the schedule.
Right. So, well, like I said, discussions we started in about 2017, Larry Wolf and Bob and myself. And then once the levy, income tax renewal, the 1/8 of the 1%, Bob had to correct me on the numbers there, passed, then we kind of gained momentum. So as you may remember, there was a whole bunch of things on that list of the rec renewal or the rec levy. So already what's happened is that city council has allocated $210,000 in this year's budget and the 2019 budget for the design of the space. So that's a positive. They've also allocated $2.5 million in the 2020 budget to do that space for construction. So June 11th, the Rec Commission, which I sit on as a representative of the school district, made up of some of our citizens and Bob, Ken Brady is I think the councilman that sits on it now. They met, reviewed the initial plans, and then we're going to do that next week again. To review those again, and then we're going to make Bob and I will make a presentation to City Council to hire the engineering firm to spend that $210,000 basically and get it moving. And then it'll go back. Bob had to walk me through all the steps that he had to go. It'll go back to the City Council's public grounds, and then the Recreation Committee will meet to review the entirety of the project. And then if approved, it'll go out to bid, and we'll work from there and hopefully get it going. I think our goal would be to have the turf installed in the stadium next summer. So in the summer of 2020 or the spring of 2020, I guess. And then the fields to follow with a desired goal of spring of 2021 for full play. So that's kind of where we are and what we want to do. So this is just a letter from the Soccer Association, not that you didn't believe me, but they sent us a letter that they are in full support of this. You know, we think this is part of a big recreation plan within the city. Clegg Playhouse, those baseball fields being fixed up. I know from having a baseball player, and I know Ken's passionate about baseball as well. We know we need more baseball fields too, and that's something that we're not letting the Rec Commission forget about either, and neither is Bud Tetzlaff either, so I can tell you that right now. But this is a letter from the Soccer Association saying they're in full support of it as well. And I think that's the last slide, if I'm not mistaken. And so we have a preliminary contract drawn up. Basically, the usage outline kind of that I went over there, it's a 10-year contract with the opportunity to renew 2 5-year extensions. Either party, if we decide we don't like the city or they decide we don't like us, we can decide to end the arrangements, and obviously there's factors that go along with that. There's some details that still need to be worked out. There's no doubt about that. Concessions, how we cover the fields with our maintenance and replacement of the fields, repair work and all those things. But when our meeting with Scott, Bob, myself, the mayor, we thought all those things can be worked out. You know, those are kind of the in the weeds, and we want to see the big picture. And we just think that this demonstrates to the community of Westlake that the schools and the city are continuing to work together, continuing to do things that better, you know, that are better for our kids, and that, you know, help our youth, you know, thrive and get outside and play. That's kind of the idea. Instead of, because we're talking about phones, I'm about tired of my 2 phones. But those are the kinds of things that we want to do, and that we're trying to move forward. And this, obviously, the passage of the rec levy is has allowed us some leeway with some funds and things like that. So, yes, sir.
I like the idea. I just have a quick question. How would it affect our union contract with custodial and maintenance?
That's one of the things that we've talked about.
Yep. That we would, right now, the way it is structured in our contract, we would have our folks work it.
Okay.
So that's what the contract
is. So that, I was going to ask what the cost would be to us. So that would be one of our costs?
We don't know. We haven't worked out the cost on that. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I want to say thank you, Mr. Cipollone, and thank you, Mr. Domenico, for your cooperation and conversation and collaboration. It sounds fantastic. In the nature of the grass fields, can you give us an idea of that? I think of a complex, for example, in Hudson comes to mind. Would it be similar to that, or grass fields that we've experienced elsewhere in the city? An example in Hudson, I mean, these are like greens on a golf course. And literally, they play soccer and that kind of stuff. I'm assuming it's not going to be like that, or is it?
Well, excuse me.
Go ahead.
You know, that I would leave that up to the engineers for most sports to design what type of seed and what kind of turf that we would play on, with maintenance in mind. You know, when you get them down and you're cutting them pretty low, you know, even though you have irrigation, you know, you're still going to need a lot of maintenance on that. So you're going to want a healthy turf, something that's going to be able to be managed and maintained fairly and keep at a height that soccer players want, because soccer players are pretty picky about the height of the grass.
Very true. And I know this is getting out of the realm of the conversation today, but baseball has been discussed as well. And I think about some of the conversations we've had, for example, with, say, the varsity field at the high school. And have you had those conversations?
We've had some conversations. Yeah. In fact, I'm meeting with our finance director, our city engineer, Bob Kelly, a couple other staff members, and putting together our long-range budget for these improvements. You know, we've tackled the senior center, the new pool, as well as playhouse, and now we're prioritizing down below. I feel that, and Tony agrees, that this is the next priority, because we did take care of some baseball with the youth fields at the playhouse, right. And we promised, you know, soccer we were going to do something. Bradley Road Complex, which has been talked about, is still, you know, it has a pulse, but it's not very strong, so we're somewhat nipping at baseball fields. We feel that, you know, if we could get some lights on the fields at the Rec Center Park and upgrade those to the dugouts and the complex that we're building here at Playhouse, and then renovate two fields at C4, C5 and upgrade those. And our plan is to probably put, and don't commit me to this, but a 90-foot bases, you know, regulation 60-foot, 6-mound and 90-foot bases for this spring, so we have a second 90-foot baseball field.
They do record this.
If you had to put a number on it, 1 being the weakest, 10 being the strongest, just the strength of Westlake Soccer Association today, what number would you put it on?
8.5 to 9.
All right, so yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
A very strong group.
Good.
Compare that to the baseball group.
8.5 to 9.
Oh, very diplomatic.
Well, no, Mr. Kraft brings up a good point, since you did bring up the baseball, obviously. You look at Reed, and I agree, it's a great field. And it's almost, in some ways, a shame to rip it off. But it has been very well maintained, and there's different opinions on soccer players as to what they want to play on. But if it was in desperate need of repair, I think that would be great. It'd be a no-brainer. I still think it's a no-brainer, don't be wrong, just throwing it in the in baseball. When you look at our baseball field, and you know, there has been improvements on the varsity field, you know, incremental changes. There hasn't been a drawn-up plan or vision, at least as far as I know, for it. And I looked at the $2.2 million, and I'm like, wow, we can take a little fraction of that. But what I would recommend, and take it back, and I know it may be polluting the water, not necessarily money for the state of varsity field, but whenever you do go around and start looking at having the engineers put them together, maybe they could look at that. Because it may end up being a separate thing that the school does versus yours. And since there is not a, we don't have an idea what's going to happen with, you know, sports complex and things like that, you know, future generations, I think, would appreciate the last folks in baseball and softball.
So, John, when we met with those sports, I had a side conversation with
Dan Gilbach.
Dan. So Dan's actually the baseball guy. And so he's sent me some information about our baseball field. So while there's not a plan like this, there is a plan in my mind. But again, plans in my mind usually take big checks. So
again, with Bob.
But yes, you know, obviously, as I said, our son plays baseball, so I'm passionate about baseball as well. I would love to see something like this happen for our fields, or the softball and the baseball field as well.
Especially since they already have lights, which they can be used.
And that was one of the selling points with Reed, is that, you know, you have a lighted turf field, and I have two lighted turf fields. When I first started talking about turfing the stadium, the first plan that I had, you know, my second year here, because I thought, well, this is Wednesday, we got all this money everywhere, so we're going to
it's going to be no problem.
Baseball, we're going to turf the baseball field, the football field, and Reed Field. So
didn't work out.
10 years later, you know, I'm the number two, so.
I think it's a great idea because I have been, I think it's Independence. I'm not sure, but they have a whole complex of baseball fields and the one complaint that I used to hear from people is, and this was when my granddaughter played softball, and please don't neglect the girls' softball field in the back, because that's like really in need of work, but that, hey, this is Westlake, how come our field, you know, how come we can't have something like those other communities have? And I'm embarrassed when other teams come and play on our fields, and it's like, I didn't know what to say to them. So, I mean, I think we do need to think about improving them, the baseball and the soccer, so that we're not embarrassed to have visitors come to our city.
I think I've had that conversation with council. Mm-hmm. I've had that conversation with council.
Yeah, believe it or not, the majority of the public believe we're together. Mm-hmm. So it is a reflection on each other.
As Tony said, it just makes so much sense, you know. Came from Euclid 15 years ago, and we didn't have a rec center. You know, they used the ice arena, we used their gyms and their pools, and they used their baseball fields and our golf course. And when I came to Westlake, and I heard of the kind of the conflict, I was like, "You're kidding? You guys don't do that. They don't do that." It was two separate entities, and it has taken several years for that to be melded together. And I can tell you that last probably 3 to 5 years. You've seen the collaboration, mm-hmm. and it's wearing off. Mm-hmm. And I speak to councilmen quite frequently, and they feel it. So it's good for everybody involved.
It is.
Tax dollars. Absolutely. Use our tax dollars wisely together when you can partner, rather than, you know, we got ours and you got yours.
And it was years in the making. So, you know, I know so many people in the audience, you gentlemen, you know, folks here, our administrators have really helped to make that, you know, build that bridge, extend the olive branch, and really make sure that we've come together. So it's good to be in this place. We should be working together. So thank you for really giving us another opportunity. And once we're all moved into the elementary school, we're going to be talking about our buildings some more, the older buildings and fields there, and I know there'll be some other opportunities for collaboration there.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Thanks.
Love the idea.
Go enjoy some soccer, Tony.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's our appreciation.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bob.